Hello and welcome to Money Wisdom. I'm John Stillman alongside Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Later on in the program, we'll hear from Jake Dozer and from Joel Johnson in the CEO's Corner. For now, though, Eric, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about Steve Martin and what that has to do with retirement planning. We'll explain in just a moment. If you'd like to get in touch with the team from Johnson Brunetti for your own Money Map retirement review, pay close attention. We'll tell you later what that's all about and how to make that happen. But for now, Eric, retirement planning with Steve Martin. I'm going to give you a Steve Martin quote, usually pretty funny. I'm going to give you a Steve Martin quote. You're going to somehow weave it into financial planning wisdom, okay?
I'm ready.
Start with this one. Persistence is a great substitute for talent, said Steve Martin.
That's a great quote. Very wise. Time makes everything a lot easier or a lot more difficult. You know, I spend all day every day talking to people who are either retired or about to. And we're talking about money and planning. It's, well, when do you think you're going to spend this money? Well, today. You know, when we think about what investment accounts do best, you know, as someone comes to me during that conversation, a lot of times it's the money they had at work in a 401k. And it's not so much about what the market did. It's about the fact that they just saved into this thing without really thinking about it. It you know, stung a little bit, getting less in the paycheck. But you just saved into it over and over and over, and you just did it for a long period of time. And it's, you know, when you read the clickbait that's out there and everyone wants to talk about the next big thing you're going to get rich on, you know, go to the casino, have more fun, good luck. Because you're not investing, you're gambling. Like, it doesn't work that way. It's time. Well, Eric, I'm 60 years old and I didn't save any money. What do you got to say to me? Still better to have the conversation than not to have it, because you got a lot of time left, I hope. So let's take a look at this stuff and see what you can do. But, you know, that's why you need a plan. And, you know, and you do it over a long period of time, and chances are it's probably going to work.
I like it. Persistence, a great substitute for talent. And maybe, I guess we can change it in this context to say, putting a little bit of money into the market over a long period of time is a great substitute for being a great stock picker. How about that? How about this quote from Steve Martin? I've got to keep breathing. It'll be my worst business mistake if I don't. Eric, how do we get some financial planning wisdom out of that?
Well, this makes me think about most people I work with, and we're talking about retiring, we're talking about what's the number one concern, where are we going to have income for the rest of our lives so that we can do what we want to do. And, you know, if there's anything left, this is who we want it to go to. But the priority is to make sure the two of us are going to be okay. Well, one of you is going to die first. And I hope that doesn't happen for a long time. And as much as we hope best case scenario, you also have to plan and prepare worst case scenario. If someone dies when they weren't supposed to die, and, you know, obviously there's tragedy, but also now what does that do financially to you? Is that we can't make these assumptions, well, you know, this one's real healthy, and so they're going to live 30 years in retirement. Well, what if that's not what happens? You know, you can't bank on that. You've got to have a plan that works in any scenario, not just the perfect best case scenario.
All right, one more Steve Martin quote for you. You can turn it into financial planning wisdom. I think I did pretty well, considering I started out with nothing but a bunch of blank paper.
Most people I sit down with that are apprehensive about retiring, you know, actively saying, okay, I'm getting paid to do a job that I don't hate, and I get paid a lot of money, and I'm going to say, nope, I don't want that anymore. That's a hard transition to make, that transition to retirement. And even though people have this apprehension, are we going to be okay? Just the fact that you are the type of person that is thinking about, are you going to be okay? It's probably indicative that you're going to be okay, because you're probably good with money, and that's why you have money. You know, is doing the right thing over a long period of time. Again, not easy, but just consistently doing that to put yourself in a position where you can retire. But you're not done at retirement. You need a plan to make sure that this money is going to last as long as you need it to. So there are people that have done such a good job saving for retirement. But what got you here is not necessarily what's going to get you there for the rest of your life. So have a conversation about this stuff. We don't talk to a lot of people about saving for retirement. I talk to a lot of people about what to do in retirement. You know, it's different, and make sure you're taking the time with it, because you took, you know, there's a lot of time and a lot of hard work to put yourself in the position where you can retire.
You said have a conversation with us, so I guess we should give folks the opportunity to do that. The Money Map Retirement Review is a great way to have that conversation, get some of your questions answered, get a clearer picture of where you are right now, financially speaking. Eric, what's that whole process look like?
I mean, that's what it is, John. It's just come in, have a conversation. Let's talk about this stuff. Let's talk about what's on your mind, what you're thinking for retirement. Are you going to retire? We'll take a look at what you've done for savings, whether it is the 401k or stuff outside the 401k. You know, common thing people say coming in, I feel like we've done a decent job, kind of have stuff all over the place, not sure that I have a plan. Because most people don't, you know, because you never really needed one, because the plan to get to retirement is save as much money as possible. And once you're done doing that, save more. Well, now things are different and we should take a look at it. And hopefully you're in a good place. And whether you're in a good place or not in a great place, you're better off knowing than not knowing. You can give us a call at 1-800-705-1232. Again, 1-800-705-1232. And we'll schedule the visit. You'll leave a message. We'll call you back. We'll schedule that time and we'll be looking forward to it. But I don't procrastinate. It's a good time to do it now. Now's the best time.
It's so easy to put off. You can come up with so many excuses of why this will be easier to do next month or next year or at some undefined point in the future. But the reality is, if you'll just go ahead and do it, you won't be 7 years down the road when you come in and you have a conversation with the team and then you say, oh, I would have felt so much better if I'd just done this years ago. I have so much more peace of mind now. Yeah, people say that all the time. So just go ahead and get the peace of mind now. 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. You can call and leave a message, or you can text, include your name in that text. Somebody from the team will reach out to you later during regular business hours and schedule a time for your Money Map Retirement Review. So you don't have to have your calendar in front of you right now. If you're driving, that's fine. Just call and leave a message. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti. How about a little bit of, is it fake, Jake? Is this a fake news headline or not? Jake Dozer lets us know.
Let's separate fact from fiction. It's time for, is it fake, Jake?
That's right. Jake Dozer is here, financial advisor at Johnson Brunetti. And it's time for, is it fake, Jake? We give him the headline. He tells us if it's fake news or not. How about this, Jake? Hedge funds are cautious. Is the current stock market a trap?
I'm going to say this one is fake. And the reason I say that is this, is the title of this article, the supposition of what the stock market is wrong. So I would say the fundamental premise of this is totally incorrect. Is the current stock market a trap? Is that to imply that, you know, what I would ask the author is that to imply that the stock market is something where I should seek a immediate, you know, 1,000% rate of return in the next 6 months? Because the current stock market is a piece of a much larger history, which is a reflection of the growth long-term of the United States economy. Is there any guarantees of the future? Of course there isn't. But what has the stock market always done over long periods of time? It's always grown. And so what I would challenge the readers of an article such as this is to realize that you have to understand where the author's coming from and ask yourself, how am I using the tool of the stock market in my life? Am I using it and am I emotionally relying on it from day to day and looking at the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 performance every day? Or am I understanding how it fits into my overall financial plan? So in short, understanding that for the average person, the stock market is a tool to be able to grow your wealth for a future retirement and making sure that the exposure you have to the market is appropriate for your situation. I would say that this title is 100% fake.
Yeah, I guess the thing that drives me nuts on stuff like this is, let's suppose you're 24 years old. You just got your first legitimate job. You now have a 401k. And you probably have people in that boat that might see a headline like this and say, maybe I shouldn't be contributing to my 401k yet. You know, I might lose money the first year. Who cares? You're 24. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a roller coaster. And by the time you're 64, you're going to be much higher up on that roller coaster than you are right now. But Yeah, it's just, it's the way everything gets framed that makes it seem like it's always a five-alarm fire.
That's so true. And if you're handling your exposure to the stock market through your 401k, through your IRA right way, which is as you're accumulating wealth for the future, you're just putting it in every paycheck. You're putting it in and letting the market do its work. You're not trying to time it, right? Because when you're trying to time the market, you have to be right twice, when to put it in and when to get it out. And Warren Buffett, you know, arguably the most famous investor ever, what did he famously say? He said, it's not about timing the market. It's about time in the market. And so I would not profess to be smart enough to figure out the timing of the market. And so instead, it's making sure that you control your relationship with it. How much of your wealth is in it and how is it being appropriate? Should you have your emergency money in the market? Of course you shouldn't. But should have your retirement money in it? Yes, absolutely. Because to your point, when you're 24, when you're 30, you've got 30 more years plus just to put it in and let it ride. So use it for the appropriate tool that it is.
I like that phrasing, control your relationship with the market. We talk a lot about controlling the things you can control and not worrying about the things you can't control. You can't control what the market is going to do, but you can control, as you said, your relationship with the market. I like that phrasing. So well done, Jake. Thank you very much. We're going, is it fake, Jake, this week? Yes, it is the verdict. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti. Back again here with Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti. And it's time to open up the mailbag. Let's do it. Eric, what do you say? We'll start with, who are we going to start with today? How about Julie? Who says, my daughter has three kids under the age of five. They're doing well, but both parents work, so they obviously have a lot of child care related expenses. I'm trying to figure out how I can best help them. Should I help pay for daycare? Should I help contribute to college funds or something else? Like maybe help contribute to my daughter's retirement. Interesting question, Eric. What do you think?
I mean, Julie, that's a wonderful thing to be doing. Maybe just ask them. What?
Let me stop you right there.
What?
You're implying that families should actually communicate with each other?
Okay, so...
A novel concept.
Well, so here. My wife and I have three kids. I was doing the math. Did we have five? Five under the age of five. Whew. Three under the age of five. I don't think so. A lot of kids, though. Lots going on. And that's why I say you should ask. I mean, all of these things are amazing things to be doing. I think that's wonderful. You know, Julie, maybe, I mean, your daughter obviously is very, very busy. Saving into a college plan is amazing, but maybe they're already doing that. Maybe they actually do a great job saving into a college plan and they just need some time to breathe right now. So, you know, helping them pay for a vacation maybe helps them out better. So I would have that conversation. If you are going to go the college planning route, look at something like a 529 plan where you can get these tax advantage savings for secondary education, which is pretty broad in regard to what you can use that money for. That's great. Things have changed in regards to look at a Roth. I mean, a lot of people I talk to that are about to retire wish they had a lot more money in a Roth. Why? Because you don't have to pay taxes on it. Well, how many of you think taxes are going down? Oh, that's no one. So, you know, helping your daughter save for retirement there, that could be huge. Or helping with that daycare expense. I mean, there's a lot of avenues that you can go down here, but I would start with the conversation just because at the core here, you want to help. So ask what help looks like and be prepared for a lot of babysitting potentially in the response.
Right.
Oh, except for that.
Maybe it's not a monetary solution that they're looking for is what you're trying to say. Great advice. Families really have to learn to communicate about this stuff. And quite frankly, a lot of families just aren't good at it. So this is your chance to learn. Up next, the CEO's Corner with Joel Johnson.
It's time for the CEO's Corner.
It is the CEO's Corner. We're joined by Joel Johnson, CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. And Joel, in addition to being CEO, I guess you're also CEO of the Johnson household. I don't know.
Not really.
You were
not really.
assistant to the CEO. Wendy's the CEO.
The reason I run a company outside is because I'm not in charge of much at the house.
Yes. So maybe you can tell us how Wendy did this. I'm curious to know, though. You had four boys. A lot of people may or may not know that. Four sons, you only produce warriors. How did you teach your sons about money? What sort of discussions did you have with them? And then, of course, when you have four, they're not all going to process it and implement that knowledge the same way. So I'm curious how you saw them behave differently with money over the years.
Boy, this is a great question. So there were a few things. One is, you know, we decided early whether we could afford it or not, that we were not going to just buy them their first car just write a check. And also we decided they weren't going to get a brand new car. We saw that happen in our neighborhood, and we saw just it didn't foster any kind of responsibility amongst the kids that their parents were just buying them new cars. And again, I'm not saying it's wrong to do that. I'm just saying what we saw out there and the way we were raised, that's probably a bigger factor with the way we were raised. So we told the kids, hey, we're going to match what you save. And when you turn 16, whatever you've saved, we'll put in the same amount of money and you can buy your first car. And that got them to save. It also got them to work. Yes, they had small allowances, but not enough to save that kind of money. You know, we're talking when they turned 16, almost all of them had saved $3,000. We matched $3,000. They got a $6,000 car, which meant they got a car that was probably 7 or 8 years old with some miles on it. Still a quality car. But they had to work. They had to work to get that money. So the second piece of this is not just did they save and we matched what they saved, but they worked. My oldest boy had a paper route when he was 10 years old. He worked a couple other jobs. All our kids, the three younger boys, they all worked either at the grocery store or locally. They worked at the pizza shop, washing dishes, you know, tough jobs, and they learned what it was like to work and to earn money, and you don't spend everything you earn. In fact, most of our kids are so such good savers, I wish they would spend a little bit more. What else? My oldest boy, we were not in the financial position we were 5 years later when our second oldest went to school. Well, actually, our second oldest got a full scholarship from the Marine Corps, so maybe that's not a good application. But when the two younger boys went to school, you know, we were in a position where we were able to pay for their school. But our oldest boy, we could have paid for the school for his college, but it would have been a little bit of a stretch, so we had him take out student loans. Now, by the time he graduated, we were in a position to pay off those student loans, and I went to pay off those student loans. And he goes, Dad, I don't want you to do that. I want to pay the student loans. And that made us feel really good as parents, because it was something that he was proud to be able to pay that himself. He did not want help in doing that. And, a couple of years later, I convinced him to, you know, look, Brandon, we want to do this for you. I know that you want to do this on your own. Just take what you're doing with that money where you're paying down those student loans and, you know, invest it in something else for yourself. Don't spend it, invest it in something else. So from the get-go, and part of this was just the way Wendy and I were raised in households that, you know, we're not super affluent by any way, shape, or form, is we wanted to teach our kids to earn their money, to save their money, and so on. And they've all turned out right now in a way where, you know, my oldest is 32, my youngest is 23. So we've got 32, 27, 25, and 23. They're all very, very financially responsible. None of them have any debt. And so, you know, they're all doing really, really well. And I think a lot of that is because of that first step of, you know, kids, you got to go work, and we're not going to buy your first car. You got to save money to buy that car if you want a car, and we'll match it.
You know, one of the reasons the show is called Money Wisdom is because it's not all just math when you're dealing with money, right? Like, you do need wisdom. You need to understand how human behavior works and all these little things. That's part of what wisdom with money is all about.
Yeah, I do have to tell you one funny story. So there was a time when they came to work for the company. We would make them work for the, you know, in the summertime for this company. We're not going to let them sit around and play video games all the time. And so they'd come in, and one of them made the joke, oh, yeah, Dad had me come in. I had to work at the sweatshop all day. And I looked at Wendy, and I smiled, and I said, you don't think that's a sweatshop? And that's how that one got the job washing dishes at the pizza place, by making the sweatshop comment in this beautiful, Class A building with air conditioning and, you know, nice, clean carpets and so on. So it was just a little bit of a lesson there he had to learn. And I know he was kind of joking. You know, he always says, oh, you run the place like, you know, Attila the Hun. And I don't. I'm probably way too much of a softie with our employees. But once I heard that joke, I said, let's really show what it's like to work at a sweatshop.
Well, hopefully you won't find yourself in retirement having to go wash dishes somewhere because you didn't plan well for retirement. So, Joel, if somebody wants to make sure that their retirement is everything they hoped and dreamed, that they're staying in the metaphorical Class A building with the nice carpets and the air conditioning. Not washing dishes in retirement. Money Map Retirement Review might be a good way to make sure that happens. So how can we start that process for someone?
Well, sure. And this is for if you're retired or if you're just looking forward to retirement. You want to know if you're okay. You want to know if you're investing your money the right way. You want to know that you're not going to run out of money before you die, and what kind of rate of return do I need on my investments before I die, and am I taking too much risk or too little risk? What's the balance there? And, you know, maybe you and your spouse have disagreements about money and investments and spending and so on. We can help you navigate through all that. Anybody that's come in for the Money Map Retirement Review, and a lot of folks don't become clients. That's perfectly all right. They leave here in a better place. They leave here with more clarity and more confidence about their financial future. They've removed some of the fears and the unknowns. And so you want to take advantage of this. Take advantage of this. We want to serve you. We want to deliver to you this Money Map Retirement Review. The Money Map, it's a one-page plan. It's got your entire financial life on it. We'll sit down and make recommendations. And, of course, you can be the judge whether you want to implement those things or not with us or with somebody else. But there's no charge for all that. So call right now. Call 1-800-705-1232. Give us a buzz. Set up a time to come in and visit. 1-800-705-1232. You can also text that number and just leave your name and we'll get back to you and set up a time.
Again, 800-705-1232. Call or text, as Joel said, whichever is easiest for you. Somebody from the team will contact you later and determine the best time for your Money Map Retirement Review. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Money Wisdom with the team from Johnson Brunetti. Stay tuned. Thank you, Joel. Always interested to get your perspective. And we now turn back to Eric Hogarth, certified financial planner and partner at Johnson Brunetti. One more mailbag question for you, Eric. Let's go to Eddie as we wrap up the show today. Eddie says, I just learned that I can do a Roth conversion in any amount. For some reason, I thought there was a limit on how much you could do in a year. So now I want to convert a big amount this year. But I wanted your opinion on converting large amounts at once. How do you advise people on this, Eric?
Well, the IRS is a big fan, Eddie, of you doing large conversions all at once because then you pay large taxes all at once. So it's a bit of a loaded one. Bottom line, I like the idea of doing a Roth conversion. You know, it sounds good on paper to a lot of folks. Well, yeah, why wouldn't I want tax-free money? Wait, I have to pay taxes on it now? Oh, I don't want to do that. No one wants to pay taxes on the money. The reason you do a Roth conversion is, okay, well, what's the future going to look like for me? We get into the conversation of some of these myths of retirement planning. One of those myths is, well, in retirement, I'm going to pay less money in taxes than I pay now. Are you? So you look at what's your financial situation. Do you have money in a Roth? You know, what are your future taxes going to be? If you're about to retire, maybe you want to wait until you do retire, because whatever you convert into a Roth is going to be taxed as ordinary income the year in which you do it. So you want to do it when your ordinary income is as low as possible, which is typically the first full year of retirement. But at the same time, if you're young, you've got some money, and you got some cash to pay those taxes, because you do not want to pay the taxes out of the IRA you're converting. You want to have it in another source. Maybe it makes sense. The more time you can let it sit there in that Roth, the more the home run this is going to be for you. Pay less in taxes.
It's a question that I think probably a lot of people are wondering about the answer to in their situation. And at the same time, a question that a lot of people probably just don't even know to ask.
Yeah, I mean, people have heard of, you hear about Roth conversions and people say, well, everyone should have a Roth. Well, that's not true. In a perfect world, yes. But, you know, it's a great tool and it's one of those things people are like, it's like, you know, it's why the majority of retirees don't have a will. It's like, I've been meaning to do it. Yeah, because it's not a fun conversation. Same thing like talking about long-term care insurance. Doesn't mean it's not important. You have to make a decision so you can stop procrastinating about it, stop thinking about it, and just live.
Yeah. So if you'd like help from the team at Johnson Brunetti, no time like the present to reach out and get that assistance. 800-705-1232 is the number to call or text. 800-705-1232. No cost, no obligation if you want to come in for your Money Map Retirement Review. 800-705-1232. Thanks so much for tuning in to Money Wisdom. We'll talk with you again next week, right here, same time, same place. Thank you to Jake, Joel, and Eric on today's show. Talk to you soon.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products offered through JN Financial, LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the Yukon Huskies athletic program.
Better Money is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti.